Welcome back to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 443. That must mean that tomorrow is episode 444. I'm no math major, but I'm pretty sure about that. Hey, I'm your host, Steve Webb. How you doing today? The LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate those tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. How about we read Mark 3 and 4 today? And would you mind if I read from the Holman Christian Standard Bible? Cool, let's begin. Mark chapter 3. Now he entered the synagogue again, and a man was there who had a paralyzed hand. In order to accuse him, they were watching him closely to see whether he would heal him on the Sabbath. He told the man with a paralyzed hand, "Stand before us." Then he said to them, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do what is good, or to do what is evil, to save a life or to kill?" But they were silent. After looking around at them with anger and sorrow at the hardness of their hearts, he told the man, "Stretch out your hand." So he stretched it out, and his hand was restored. Immediately the Pharisees went out and started plotting with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. Jesus departed with his disciples to the sea, and a large crowd followed from Galilee, Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, beyond the Jordan, and around Tyre and Sidon. The large crowd came to him because they heard about everything he was doing. Then he told his disciples to have a small boat ready for him, so the crowd would not crush him. Since he had healed many, all who had diseases were pressing toward him to touch him. Whenever the unclean spirits saw him, those possessed fell down before him and cried out, "You are the Son of God," and he would strongly warn them not to make him known. Then he went up the mountain and summoned those he wanted, and they came to him. He also appointed 12. He also named them apostles, to be with him, to send them out to preach, and to have authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12. To Simon he gave the name Peter, and to James the son of Zebedee, and to his brother John, he gave the name Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. Then he went home, and the crowd gathered again so that they were not even able to eat. When his family heard this, they set out to restrain him, because they said, "He's out of his mind." The scribes who had come down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebul in him," and, "He drives out demons by the ruler of the demons." So he summoned them and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan rebels against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but is finished. On the other hand, no one can enter a strong man's house and rob his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he will rob his house. I assure you, people will be forgiven for all sins and whatever blasphemies they may blaspheme. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin, because they were saying, "He has an unclean spirit." Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent word to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him and told him, "Look, your mother, your brothers, and your sisters are outside asking for you." He replied to them, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking about at those who were sitting in a circle around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." Mark chapter 4. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake, while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables, and in his teaching said, "Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places,
where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, some 100 times. Then Jesus said, "Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear." When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. He told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise they might turn and be forgiven." Then Jesus said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path, where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown." He said to them, "Do you bring in a lamp to put it under a bowl or a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand? For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." "Consider carefully what you hear," he continued. "With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and even more. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them." He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it because the harvest has come." Again he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade." With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them, as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. But when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was, in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. And he said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." May God bless the reading of his word. I'll have some thoughts on this in just a moment, but hey, show 444 is tomorrow. If you're listening to this on Tuesday, January 26th, I'll be recording show 444 today to be published at about 10 p.m. Pacific time. Today, Tuesday, January 26th, 2016. Why am I telling you this? so that you'll know how short the time is to send in your Episode 444 Value for Value donation and take advantage of the gifts I have for those who donate $4.44 or $44.40 by the time 444 is published, today by 10 o'clock Pacific time. Have I made that clear enough? If you're going to do it, you'll need to do it soon. Listen, let's get serious for just a moment, shall we? In round numbers, you're getting about 6 hours a week and over 24 hours a month of Bible reading and commentary with the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. And you don't have to listen to ads. We used to be a part of a big podcast network around here, and sometimes the network would put some very inappropriate commercials in the shows, or they would run commercials from companies that don't have sound moral values. So I kicked some advertisers off the show, and I vowed to never have outside advertisers again on any of the LifeSpring shows. So I'm not a part of a network anymore, and I don't think I ever will be again. But guess what? All the expenses of life still go on. Bills have to be paid. I need your support. The 6 hours a week you hear represent about 3 times or about 18 hours of production time on my end each week. So, if you are receiving value, if those 6 hours a week help you to get into the Word of God more consistently, if my comments after the reading help you understand the Bible better or cause you to think more deeply, then I want you to consider making a value for value donation. Is value for value scriptural? Well, you tell me. 1 Timothy 5:18 says, "Those who work deserve their pay." Please go to support444.lifespringmedia.com and choose either the $4.44 or $44.40 donation. Those who donate $4.44 will get my reading of the entire New Testament as a thank you from me. Each chapter comes as a separate file, and the files are organized in such a way that they should be easily imported and sorted by whatever software you use to listen to MP3s. If you donate $44.40, you'll get the New Testament plus the Pentateuch, which is the first 5 books of the Old Testament, plus Psalms and Proverbs, and my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. Just as an aside here, you know, we've been reading in 1 Chronicles and all those names. Well, I know how to pronounce those names because I spent the time to research that over a period of about 2 years and wrote that book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. Yeah, I still use it because who says all those names on a regular basis to remember how to say them? So yeah, I still use it when I'm recording 1 Chronicles for you in the series of shows that we're doing now. So anyway, you'll get the New Testament, the Pentateuch, Psalms and Proverbs, the book. Plus, I'll thank you by name on show 444 as well. If you'd like to remain anonymous, just send me an email letting me know that you want to stay anonymous. Value for value. The worker deserves his pay. Okay, now to my comments on today's reading. In chapter 4, Jesus was by a lake, and he was teaching a large crowd, and he was using parables. And at the end of the parable of the farmer sowing seed, he said, "Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear." Then, when they were away from the crowd, his disciples asked him about the parables, and he told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those on the outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding, otherwise they might turn and be forgiven." Wait, what? Is Jesus saying here that there are some that he doesn't want to forgive? Well, first we have to ask, does that idea agree with what we know about his mission? The answer is a resounding no. Scripture after scripture could be quoted contradicting that idea. But let's go with one of the most well-known. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Who? Whoever. Whoever believes in him. So, if that is true, and we know that it is, what did Jesus mean? What was he talking about? Okay, remember that he taught by parables when he was speaking to large crowds. Those crowds were made up of every type of person, not just those who truly wanted to hear Jesus teaching the truth. Some were there to get free food. Some were there for the healing of their bodies. Some, the religious leaders, were there to find out how they could trap him and thus prove that he was teaching blasphemy so that they could then kill him. That's why at the end he said, Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear. In other words, if you really want to know the truth, if your heart is open to God, then you will hear. But if your heart is hard, if you refuse to hear, then you will not. And when Jesus was speaking to the smaller group of disciples and he said, "They may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding, otherwise they might turn and be forgiven," what he was doing there was quoting Isaiah 6, 9 and 10. And again, he was referring to those who refuse to hear God. Of course, God wants all to be saved, but each must come to him of their own free will. If they will not, then they will not. And their ears will not hear because their heart is hard. I want my heart to be open to his every word. I don't want a heart of stone. I want my ears to hear and my eyes to see. How about you? If you'd like to leave a comment, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 443.lifespringmedia.com. And you can tweet me at @SteveWeb_2Bs in Web, #LifespringMedia. Thank you so much for being here today. I'll see you for the big show tomorrow, 444. Until then, may God bless you richly. Bye.